Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Navy Director of Material Readiness and Logistics, Vice Admiral Dan McCarthy. Also joining us in our conversation is Bob Reeve. Admiral, what steps are you taking now to ensure the Navy of the future is ready for the uncertainties that lie ahead?
Well, we've talked a little bit about them in the earlier discussion. Clearly, one of those areas is the need for transformation in our business processes. So if we're going to afford the Navy we need of the future, part of that's going to come through our internal efforts to become more effective and efficient. Another area, of course, is our ability to integrate jointly with our sister services and partner nations that we also talked about. From a combat and warfighting capability, the development of this Navy Expeditionary Combat Command and the subcomponents of that command that I mentioned. And then lastly, what I would refer to as introduction of next-generation logistics capabilities today, one of which we talked briefly about, which is sea basing, which is a huge logistics challenge, but a capability for our Navy that I think would clearly support future logistics combat operations. And then another, more closer to home, that the Navy is integrating now is things like RFID, radio frequency identification technology, that, again, would enable us to become more efficient and focused on where our inventories are and how they're moving through the system at any given time. So those are examples of the type of things that I think we're working on.
Admiral, off the air, we had a great discussion about the various ships that you've served over your history, dating back to the around the 40s, as you mentioned earlier. If you were to project forward, look forward into the future, how do you see the Navy logistics of the future being different from what we have today?
Well, I think that the elements of that will be driven by this future focus and the need to sustain both what we refer to as a traditional warfighting capability and now this new capability characteristic of fighting the global war on terrorism. The latter in particular causes us to need to be more agile and responsive. The ability to move from resupply of a major force to resupply of a largely dispersed fighting force, both on the ground and at sea, that masses effects rather than masses structure, if you will, that poses unique challenges for logisticians. So our focus in the future will continue to be on how to evolve and develop the capabilities that enable us to support this more dispersed force and to do so in a precise way that enables us to rapidly provide logistics support as required wherever our forces are stationed. So a way to think about it is laser precision in delivering logistics support.
Does this change the kind of skills you're looking for in your leaders?
I think very much so, in the sense of more focused now from a uniform perspective, more focused on this idea of understanding operational logistics support as opposed to the traditional business type of logistics support. That will be combined with our previous discussion about increased dependence on industry, increased dependence on our civilian workforce to do the more traditional logistics type functions, and our uniform force to be more focused on the operational logistics component. Because of the nature of this dispersed support that I spoke of, we're going to need those folks to have a broader joint understanding of how to integrate with partner services and nations. And then lastly, the ability to adapt very rapidly and leverage logistics knowledge and capabilities from a broad spectrum of sources.
We often talk with our guests about the pending retirement wave in government and what type of impact it will have on their operations. What are you seeing in the Navy?
When you talk about Navy workforce, you have to consider military and civilian almost separately. From a military standpoint, we have a very young force. The average age of our uniformed Navy is about 21 years old, so it's a very young force. We typically don't have trouble with retaining folks in the uniformed force. In fact, we oftentimes have the opposite challenge, which is folks that would stay in the Navy forever because they love it so much. I'm a good example of that. But there comes a time when you need to sustain the youth in the force, and so we have limits on how long we can stay. So we don't have the problem of a pending wave, if you will, of retirements that concern us on the military side. On the civilian side, we for years have been conscious of the fact that our civilian workforce has been maturing, and there's been concern over the potential for losing a large segment at any one given time or in a relatively short period of time. What we've found, though, is that the ability or the willingness or desire for folks to retire seems to be moving with the wave. So for the most part, whereas we were fearful at one point that at the 60-year mark we could lose a lot of our expertise in the civilian workforce, we're finding that people have a desire to stay longer on. That's enabling us a window of opportunity, which we're leveraging to try and bring in youth and at the same time diversity into our civilian workforce. That's softening the potential risk, and I don't think that's unusual. I think industry is experiencing a little bit of that same trend. So overall, I think we're much more comfortable now than I would have characterized this 10 years ago relative to the age factor and the potential downstream impact of retirements on our civilian workforce.
That's great. Admiral, we've unfortunately reached the end of our time, and that'll have to be our last question. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule today. But more importantly, Bob and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the public and our country in the various roles you've held in the Navy and within the Department of Defense.
Well, I couldn't thank you enough, Al. The opportunity to come and chat with you and Bob here and with your listeners, we welcome that. I think we've covered a broad range of issues, and I appreciate the opportunity to do that. It's a great time to be in our Navy. We have an exciting future for us. We're always looking for good people. For those of your listeners that are interested in learning more about our Navy, I would recommend they go visit our www.navy.mil website to learn more about the opportunities in our Navy.
Great. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with the Director of Material Readiness and Logistics, Vice Admiral Dan McCarthy of the U.S. Navy. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. As you enjoy the rest of the day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.